Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
I want to welcome you to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today with author Joel McDermott. He is someone who has helped mightily in getting a book that needed to be republished out before the American public, The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution. There's a lot of folks that have a lot of different theories about what was in the mind of our colonial forefathers when they decided to take on the superpower, the lone superpower of the world. Well, the pulpit had as much to do with what they did as any other single thing. Whether they were driving the preachers or the preachers driving them, the fact of the matter is religion was a huge, huge part of why men would be willing to go out on the field of battle knowing they might not come home that night. And so I want to welcome to the microphone Joel McDermott, who has put together Alice Baldwin's once-out-of-print book, but now has been reprinted by AmericanVision.org in Georgia. Thank you so much for having made this book available again.
Well, it was my pleasure. It was far beyond a labor of love. In the moment I read this, I knew it had to be back in print, so I was very happy to be the one to get to do it.
And the I don't know if it's the original typeface, but I'm familiar with reprinted books, and sometimes the typeface, God bless our forefathers, but sometimes their typefaces left something to be desired. And
we didn't like that at all, so I completely retyped the book. It's a brand new, much more readable, much more modern, much more user-friendly than the old, more academic version.
Then I'm not imagining things. Yes, that's exactly what I picked up on with some pleasure. So I thank you for that, as well as making the book itself available. This was a remarkable time in world history, not to mention American history, which we were still conversant with it. We could learn a lot if we knew more about these folks. And it's no mistake, I'm sure, that, that doesn't sound like I'm sure. It is no mistake that the educators of our time have conveniently left out this incredibly vibrant Christian root to the foundation of the American Republic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you consider that our liberal educators today are second, third, fourth generation liberal educators, and they distinctly bear the marks of that tradition. It has been systematically dumbed down over the past 150 years or more. Even in Alice Baldwin's time, mind you, this book was originally published in 1928. Even in her time, prevailing sentiment among liberals was already to say this was the American Revolution was the Enlightenment influence, things of that nature, and she was able to show differently. Even from within the Liberal Academy, which is, one of the big interesting points about this book, but definitely far cry from what we have today, where to even mention that there was Christian or biblical influence in the American Revolution era is to immediately get greeted with resounding rejoinders of, no, they were deists, they were Enlightenment, they were not Christians, and the truth is that, you know, when you get to the constitutional era a little bit later, you do begin to get some of that influence. But what we're talking about here is much, much different. Baldwin was able to show through reading the sermons of these men, hundreds of sermons, beginning 1730s all the way up to 1760s, profound influence. And she says, and keep in mind, she's a liberal academic. She didn't have a dog in the fight of of trying to prove this one way or another. She was simply pursuing a personal interest in congregational church history. And she was able to show that nothing but the Bible, pretty much, had an influence on all of the basic American documents. Life, liberty, and property, that concept, which is in our Declaration of Independence, come directly out of the pulpit, specifically out of Old Testament law and biblical law. She shows that. She shows that if it were not for the pulpit preaching these things for 100 years prior to the Boston Tea Party in that era in the 1760s, you would not have had massive popular resistance. And that included perhaps the most important of all of those concepts, which was the concept of resistance to tyranny. And that, I believe you're a Virginia resident, am I not?
That is correct.
And I believe on your state seal, still to this day, it says that.
It's got a probably a gal somewhat like a Greek or Roman goddess with a big old spear on a bad guy's throat. Sic semper tyrannis.
Absolutely.
Thus always the tyrants.
And that was founded on that biblical, really Reformation doctrine that when rulers, civil rulers, step outside the realm of God's law, they have ceased to be faithful, and they can be resisted by lesser magistrates, and if necessary, the populace at large.
You know, that you amaze me, because I've read the book, virtually every word of this book, and I did not pick up any trace of the fact that she was a liberal, a secularist. She plays it so straight in this book.
Yeah.
Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. And she gives you one preacher after another on point, shows you the development of their thinking, rooted in biblical law, but growing more and more toward this whole idea of sic semper tyrannis. And never for a second did I think that she was not some kind of Christian scholar trying to recover a lost time, a lost set of documents.
Absolutely, yeah. She was very thorough in her history. She let the facts speak for themselves. She was very objective. And, you know, one reason that at that time, the Academy had already become progressive liberal to a large degree, and the thing that protected her in her objectivity was the fact that she was a woman. She was one of the very few female academics at the PhD level in her day. And of course, if the university persecuted her, it would have looked terrible in the PR department. So she got away with what she did in just telling the truth. And, the book was buried. Well, I shouldn't say that. It was actually well reviewed originally. It went out of print. It was brought back in print in 1967 for one printing, fell away again. And it's basically just been laying there. Nobody, A few of the older guys in our, you know, Reformed theology world that I've talked with knew about the book, but most people had never heard of it. And when I told them about it, they were like, "Wow, that's really cool. I'd like to read that." So we brought it back, and you can rest assured that the liberal academics of today would love to keep this book suppressed, because she brings it out very clearly. She doesn't write like an academic. She writes, you know, very straightforward language that the layman
yeah.
can read. So
yeah.
this is wonderful, and we're very happy to be able to offer it.
Well, all the more I'm impressed that she was somewhere, I believe it was she, and not somebody she was quoting, but I can't be positive of that, but she, I thought, however she made it, brought up an important point that the Old Testament kings, the biblical kings, had, when they took over, they had to write down the law. They wanted to be sure that they weren't going to rule by whim, but they had actually recited the law, if you will, by hand. And that's, I think, a very significant thing. If we had our president write down all the laws, just the laws, not even talking about the regulations, that he's supposed to be responsible as an executive, we'd probably never have to worry about being bothered by a U.S. president again. Because
after, be busy for a while.
After assuming office, he'd be writing after the next 10 years. Here comes the music. We're going to have to take a break, hopefully for someday an obscene commercial profit break. But in any case, we're talking with Joel McDermott, and he's gotten out to the New England pulpit and the American Revolution.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Joel McDermott, and he's a resident scholar for American Vision. You can find them online at americanvision.org, and happily, they have seen to the republication of Alice Baldwin's The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution. You can't come away from reading this book without concluding that, whether you like it or not, the ideas of Scripture, actual passages and verses of Scripture, biblical figures, and especially concepts of government were what motivated New England preachers, and it motivated their parishioners, evidently, because that was why they were willing to take on the world's superpower. And it's, while it's not in this book, it's quite consistent with what these average colonial subjects were reading, that when they went into battle against King George at the time, his army, as it were, it was not uncommon for them to have a battle cry, "No king but King Jesus." They were of the opinion that King George had broken all kinds of restraints placed upon him, starting with Magna Carta back in the, I guess it was the 12th century. You can correct me on that, please, if I got that wrong. But anyway, for a long time, there had been a tradition in the English world that power was limited, and it was a godly concept. And so when our forefathers went to fight, it was in the name of Jesus. Oh, the thought. Joel McDermott, but shame on you for having brought these subjects back to our attention.
Yeah, I have to say that I kind of enjoy it, actually. I enjoy the level of discourse that comes. The first day we announced this book, some lady attacked me on a Facebook thread calling me a liar. And I said, "It's not me. Just go read the book." And she said, "Well, she's a liar." And I'm like, "She's one of your own people. She's a secular academic. You know, if you want to argue with her, go argue with the footnotes. You can't argue with the footnotes."
Yeah, I was going to say, half of your book, and I'm going to say I didn't read all of the footnotes, I confess, but half of the book are quotes from various documents substantiating the references in your text. Baldwin's text. So it's not as if you made this up out of whole cloth. You made it up out of whole cloth, perhaps, but out of 18th century and 17th century whole cloth American colonial version.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it. In fact, in editing this book, I found several of those old sermons that have just been forgotten, but they're wonderful sermons. And I'm actually resurrecting some of those to print in the very near future as well, to be a companion with this book. And that's one of the great things about this. You realize the tradition that has been lost. In the era she's talking about, 1700s, 1760s, it was commonplace for the prominent ministers of the time to address the state assembly yearly at election time, to address the governor, the legislators, the judges. They would all assemble, go to church, and they would sit down, and the preacher would preach to them about biblical concepts of law and justice and governing. And there are some wonderful sermons of very brave, devout men who tell these guys what their role is and what they are to do and what they are not to do.
Now, all of their sermons wouldn't have passed IRS muster, but what you just described would, because they were talking about principles. They weren't, they did, but they weren't always talking about death to the Stamp Act or death to this recent outrage of the British Crown. They were often just building the case of what is proper government.
Absolutely. They did proper government. They oftentimes hit on specific laws, which, you know, is just absolutely out of the question by IRS standards today, at least from some perspective. But, yeah, they would talk about proper governance. They would cover biblical examples, details of biblical law and how it should be applied in today's times, and admonitions in general just to the rulers to be just, to, not show favoritism, to not give in to bribes and things of that nature. You know, basically what makes politics go around today. But these guys got yearly opportunities, and really more than that, because there were multiple elections during the year for different public offices, for military offices, for local offices, and on fast days, Thanksgiving days,
And now, when you say military offices, would that be a militia officer position?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
They would call them artillery sermons. They would elect people to guard or to maintain the artillery depots. And those elections were punctuated by a sermon, a public sermon. All of these occasions were. And
those artillery depots were the ones that Patrick Henry raided in order to arm his effort to throw the Brits out of Virginia.
Absolutely. And you have pastors like Jonas Clark, who led the group that went to fight at Lexington and Concord. And those original battles of the American Revolution were fought to ward off British attacks on our artillery. They were trying to disarm us.
You know, and just from reading what Baldwin presents in the New England pulpit in the American Revolution, a whole lot of ministers are mentioned, but I couldn't help but notice that Jonas Clark, who was there at the firing line in Lexington on that fateful day when, in effect, the first shots were fired. There had been earlier, but this was when most folks would agree that it was on from that moment on. He was there. It was his men, some of whom were killed in that first very important skirmish. This Jonas Clark was a whole lot more than just talk. He was out there exposed to danger with his parishioners. Amazing.
Yeah, and she has a whole chapter in the book on the contribution of the ministers themselves to the war effort. And many of them did fight on the front lines. Many of them, at their own expense, hired other people to fill their pulpits while they were away fighting. Many of them organized their congregations at their own homes and properties in order to make clothing, other articles and supplies that were needed by the troops. It was ramping up the war effort, and the preachers were on the front line in every way possible, not just the actual fighting, but the organization.
I'm reminded of Martha Washington, who kind of the same thing in the South, the war in the South. I think it was at Valley Forge that she came at a particularly difficult moment with well over a dozen wagons loaded with provisions paid for by George Washington himself. And I'm sure he never got paid for any of that. That was just his contribution, as many others made similar contributions to the war effort. These guys were not looking for a dip in the treasury. Oh, they wouldn't have minded it if the treasury could have sent them something, but they knew the treasury didn't have anything. If they were going to have their independence, it depended on them, their bravery, and in many cases their checkbook, as it were. Anyway, we're going to be back and talk some more about the New England pulpit and the American Revolution. Joel McDermott is the editor of this wonderful volume. We'll be back.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't go complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
I welcome you back as well to the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we are talking about one of the main reasons we can call ourselves American, one of the main reasons we don't speak English with a British accent, because we broke the bonds of a metropole, of a colonial power that became abusive, that was no longer our nursing mother, but became a wicked witch, and we did what you need to do. And it was, as much as anything, motivated, encouraged, sustained by the preaching of preachers. And this particular book by Alice Baldwin focuses on the New England pulpit, but there were plenty of pulpits in other parts of the country where the same kind of message was going forth. And so what we're talking about today that took place in New England is reasonably representative of a lot of the rest of the colonies. And so when somebody says, well, it certainly wasn't about oil, that's only a modern-day notion, and it wasn't about a whole lot of things that folks might want to allege. When you read what the preachers were saying and what their congregants, who obviously wanted to hear or they wouldn't have kept voting for their salaries, this was what motivated these folks. This is why they were willing to go out and take on the world superpower of the day and how they were able to win because of the strength of their conviction. And as I think most of them would have said, by a whole lot of God's providence. That was the way they thought. Humble people willing to take on the biggest bully in the world. It really just kind of fills me with emotion when I think about the giants on whose shoulders we stand today. And Joel, I'm so glad that you and American Vision, AmericanVision.org, have put this volume back out in print, because it's just so helpful to realize this is where we came from.
Yeah, and you say it fills you with emotion, and I have the same thing, but it's a sense of what we've lost to me. When you read the fire that these guys had, the topics that their pulpit covered, nothing was off limits. The Bible addressed every area of life, and they were going to preach it, and they were especially going to preach those areas in which their government was installing a tyranny upon their necks. And it was the pulpits that led the revolt against that, both ideologically and afterwards when necessary by force of arms. But that first wave, that standing up and preaching the word, preaching the law of God, is completely lost today. I shouldn't say completely. There are a few guys doing it, but for the most part, it's almost entirely
greatly attenuated. Yeah. You know, I was just thinking that when the Brits and the French in particular were dominant colonial powers, they ruled Muslim countries and by and large kept them pacified, not because unhappily they had won them over to Christianity, but because they just beat the snot out of them, and that's the one thing that the Muslims will respect. You can't do that with people like those motivated by the New England pulpit. You might beat them in a battle. After all, we lost the Battle of Lexington, but nevertheless, we came back all the rest of that day and on beyond into the future, and it was because we had an idea, not that power is what proves who is right, but because they knew what was right regardless of who had the power.
Yeah, absolutely willing to fight and die for those things, and that's what I'm saying. Our pulpits today are so scared even to broach the subject, scared that they may lose, you know, their tax-exempt status or whatever, and they don't even broach the subject of politics. And we've got, you know, Muslims aside, foreign policy aside, we've got domestic problems out the wazoo that need to be addressed from a biblical perspective. And one of the main goals in publishing this book for me was to put that example out there to our pulpits again today and say, look, here's what you are called to do. It's not just the saving of souls so that you can withdraw from society and maybe go to heaven. It is a preaching of the entire counsel of God to reach every area of life. And even to the point of this Reformation tradition of resisting tyranny. And,
you showed that
in this book.
There were sermons that were dealing with the idea of how do you run a church? Do you run it in a kind of hierarchical fashion, or do you run it in toward a democratic model? And clearly what they were saying in New England was, well, without the consent of the people, under some kind of fixed law, the Bible ultimately, you don't have any legitimacy. And that was within the context of the four walls of a church. So not any surprise that when they started putting together civil government, replacing what had been their colonial governments, that was the model for good government that they used.
Absolutely, and they drew it directly from Old Testament law, a republican form of government and a compact that is ratified by the people. Those are principles they drew from the Bible. And when their traditional form of English government that had followed that for a long time began to impose more centralized forms, if you will, drawing from a more of a type of what shall we say, Roman Catholic perspective, an ancient Roman perspective.
Or even an Anglican perspective.
Anglican as well. And and they said, no. And in fact, the minor encroachments of that view in their court systems, they rose up against and preached against it and wrote pamphlets against it. So, you know, try to consider that today. We have that exact same type of court system when it comes to things like civil forfeiture of assets, when it comes to child protective services, when it comes to the IRS. We can make a long list of government agencies that are modeled on that same old Roman civil court system that are the absolute tyrannies in which you're considered guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And the state can intrude upon your life, liberty, and property. Our forefathers fought and died to get rid of those things, and here they dominate a majority of our court system. Our preachers used to stand in the pulpits and rail against these things, and today our pulpits don't even know the difference. So that's how far we've come, and that's why we need this message out. We need it in more pulpits and in more people's hands.
Now, truth be told, what some of those preachers were preaching that we're talking about may have been from time to time and place to place considered controversial, because you report that it was not totally uncommon for a preacher to lean a musket against a pulpit, put a brace of pistols on top of the pulpit. That would be a statement that he might have been expecting trouble from somewhere.
Definitely on the early verge of the revolution, when they knew these things were coming, they made those public statements. And it's interesting to me, you know, it's only in recent times that we're beginning to fight back against gun regulations in our country in certain states where you can actually carry a gun into a church again. You know, for the most part, most states, it's outlawed. And I know that it was just in the past few years that we regained that right here in Georgia. And I've heard about it reappearing in other states, Michigan and other places. So,
that's right.
I mean, yeah, I mean, this, so of course, the work you're doing, and by the way, I just wanted to say this in passing. I was reading Larry Pratt articles years ago when I first started learning a bunch of this stuff. So you were on the front lines yourself, in a way.
We've been in the trenches together, my friend. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff. We're just beginning to regain some of these rights. I see that as a glimmer of hope that people can once again understand what freedom is and begin
exactly.
to stand up for.
Exactly. Well, the music's telling us we got to take a break. One more segment still up. We're talking about the New England pulpit and the American Revolution. We could probably almost say there would have been no American Revolution without the New England pulpit and pulpits in some other parts of the country as well. But we're talking New England. We got the copies of many of these sermons. We're going to be back with Joel McKay.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We're talking about how we got to be Americans, and of course, one of the signal events in all of that history was our American War for Independence. And a book by an historian at the beginning of the 20th century, Alice Baldwin, entitled The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution, tells you how these sermons of these ministers and their congregants, who were quite evidently expecting that kind of sermon, led to the political willingness to take on the world superpower. This was an amazing time. People were increasingly talking about natural rights, about what was legitimate in government, that if you obeyed an illegitimate law, you were a lawbreaker. They were actually, as some of the sermons pointed out, the king was the rebel. I remember I made a statement like that probably 20 years ago. There was some debate on gun control. I believe Bill Clinton was president at the time, but it could just as well have been a Republican. And he was making a push for some of his gun control. And I said, well, his initiatives make him out to be a rebel. And the reporter from one of the major networks couldn't believe he'd heard right. How can a head of government be a rebel? Well, the very fact that it really caught him stone cold amazed tells you that I think you already said, Joel McDermott, 3-4 generations of having indoctrinated themselves, of miseducated themselves. So when somebody points out that, yeah, there was a contract, there was a compact, and the colonists knew that the king had signed off on the colonial charters, and when he broke them, he was the lawbreaker, he was the rebel. Well, that just doesn't compute in our day and age. How can Barack Obama, how can George Bush, how can Bill Clinton be a lawbreaker? They're the president.
Exactly. And toss the entirety of Congress and the Supreme Court justices in there for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, they all operate outside the law to different degrees. And, you know, that was the point of the American experiment, was to have a nation of laws, not of men. And that, if you understand that concept, you understand very easily how the politicians and the rulers can be the lawbreakers, because they're not above the law. And that was the great debate during the American Revolution. And one of the most famous sermons that was published at the time was by a man named James Dana, who published a sermon on, I believe he called it tyrannicide, and it was preached on the anniversary of the execution of Charles I, which was, in the 1600s.
That boggles people's mind. How can you kill a king?
Absolutely. And here you've got an American in the midst of growing tyranny standing up, preaching a sermon, commemorating it. But you can imagine what the King of England was thinking when he heard that. So, obviously we don't advocate that extremity necessarily today, but what we do advocate is that the rulers are under the law and they abide by the law just as anyone else, and if they step outside of it, they can be prosecuted for not upholding their end of the deal.
Well, I like the way Patrick Henry finessed the question of regicide, of tyrannicide, and he then pointed, I think it might have been to Charles I, and he was likening the current king and situation to that, and there were cries of treason, treason, and he had a pregnant pause, and then he said, and may he learn from their example. But yes, might he learn? Might Barack Hussein Obama learn? Might they all learn? They live in a world of limits. They are not men without limits. And that's something that I think astonishes some of our rulers. They really think, because as the president has said, I have a pen and I have a phone, that they can do any bloody thing he wants. Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, you certainly get the idea that they don't care about those limits, or especially in the current case, is going to test those limits just almost for the fun of it, to see how far you can push them. And
especially
when
you're set on fundamentally transforming the country.
Yeah, and of course that's an old goal, that goes all the way back to Woodrow Wilson. And, you can see this kind of attitude toward our fundamental law demonstrated over and over by that wing of our politician. So the important part is to have a unified voice from the pulpit that calls out these truths once again. And if nothing else, just to embolden the conservative pulpits in this land to reignite this flame, if you will, to start this message up once again, that would be one of the greatest outcomes I could see from this book, is to catch that vision once again, that you have a role. You have a role for public theology in which you are to proclaim the law of God and the resistance to tyranny and social transformation according to God's law.
We're beginning to see some of this take shape now. You've got sheriffs who understand constitutional government and understand their role. You've got the state of Kansas, which has passed legislation warning the feds that if they come in and try to do something unconstitutional to enforce some of their gun laws, the folks that try that will be charged with a crime. Obviously, they will be detained and not permitted to continue that kind of illegal and unconstitutional action. That I'm sure, is greeted with disdain in the proper parts of Washington, D.C., New York City, and so forth. But frankly, I think the folks in Kansas are serious as a heart attack. I think these constitutional sheriffs would, without question, make an arrest if they saw something unconstitutional that was oppressing one of the citizens of their county. And that's the kind of spirit that we saw at the time of this period leading up to the War for American Independence. That it may not be dead yet in this country. The spirit that brought us from the New England pulpit, it may well be beginning to raise its head again, beginning to articulate itself again.
Absolutely, and I think if men and some of these guys in positions of leadership get a chance to read this book, it will fan that little spark into a major flame, because the truth is there. And really, because of our dumbing down where we're at in culture, you just need that confirmation to come along from almost out of the blue, out of a different era when things were different, and then just immediately you catch the vision. You say, wow, look what we've lost. I want to regain this. And so men like those sheriffs and many more like them just in the general population can really, really catch that vision once more, and I think it would be a tremendous, tremendous help toward
Indeed.
Restoring freedom in this land again.
And Joel McDermott, what you and I are talking about, discussing the New England pulpit and the American Revolution, is what would have been publishing a pamphlet, perhaps, or perhaps a broadside in a newspaper. Now we are able to use radio, and this program will be on any number of stations. It'll also be carried on the Internet. Just go to gunowners.org if you want to pick it up through the archives. It'll be up there regularly added. And American Vision is the publisher of this book, The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution, at AmericanVision.org. So we've got assets that our forebears did not have. It's a whole lot easier for us to get the word out because, Joel, I presume you're sitting in a chair just the way I am right now. It's a whole lot easier than getting up on a Cracker Barrel out there in the icy cold preaching to maybe on the cover. There's a drawing of perhaps as many as 100 people around this preacher in his black robes, part of the Black Robe Regiment. But they had it a lot tougher. Frankly, it's a lot easier for us to preach freedom than it ever was in the history of man.
It is, and I think, as a population, we take that for granted so often. But if we'll, turn off the American Idol and turn off this and that and tune into some of these great works of literature like this, man, what a difference it can make. And we have the technology to do it. So, that's what we do at American Vision. We try to leverage all of that technology to get the message out in as many ways and into as many corners of America as we can.
Well, Joel McDermott, I want to thank you and American Vision for having made this work available again. AmericanVision.org. And folks, if you want to direct people to this show, just go to gunowners.org. It'll be posted in due time after it's been aired in about a week or so from our recording. So the tools are there. Please use them. We only have freedom to win back.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.